It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time to root for Saturday this Sunday. Former Indianapolis Colts offensive lineman Jeff Saturday will take the reins as the interim head coach of the football team for the first time this Sunday in Las Vegas as the Colts travel to play the Raiders. The retired offensive center, who snapped the football to Peyton Manning for most of his NFL career, will be doing something that millions of us American professional football fans would love to do. Without one single game of experience as a head coach at the professional level, Jeff Saturday will be the interim head coach of an NFL team for the remaining 8 games of the football season. The head coaching position became available after the Colts fired head coach Frank Reich this week. The team was embarrassed 26-3 at the hands of a very mediocre 5-4 New England Patriots club last Sunday. Indianapolis, which has now lost 3 games in a row, was expected to be a playoff contender this year after finishing with a very disappointing 9-8 record last season. The 2021 Colts, you might remember, lost their final 2 regular season games, including their season finale at 3-14 Jacksonville, to miss the AFC playoffs. With the high expectations coming for this season, the team has now dropped to 3-5-1 in 2022 after last Sunday's ugly loss in New England. The Colts team owner Jim Irsay decided to make an abrupt coaching change after being enraged by the team's terrible showing last weekend. Most NFL teams would simply promote one of the team's assistant coaches to take charge of the team for the remainder of the season. But the Colts are going to try something completely different.
I'm all ears.
As the Colts legend Jeff Saturday takes the reins this weekend, a search for a permanent head coach of the Indianapolis Colts will begin. The team's temporary head coach fully understands that his job could end in 8 games. By that time, the feeling may be mutual. Known for his work ethic on the football field, Jeff Saturday developed into a very accomplished and popular football player in the NFL. The 6-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman was made a part of the Indianapolis Colts' Ring of Honor in 2015. Back in college, Jeff Saturday was an all-academic performer at the University of North Carolina, while he was also earning first-team all-ACC honors on the football field twice. After retiring from professional football 10 years ago, Jeff Saturday then became an analyst for ESPN. His enthusiasm for the job and communication skills while on the football field have translated very well to television, and he isn't very shy about speaking his mind when critiquing NFL teams or their players. Jeff Saturday is not just an average retired football player stepping into this unique position. As a whole, most offensive linemen in the NFL are considered to be the smartest players on their team. They are expected to know where the football is going and who their teammates will be blocking on every single play. O-linemen tend to be a rather cohesive group too, which is something that the Indianapolis Colts this year are sorely lacking. The owner of the team, Jim Irsay, has maintained a close relationship with Jeff Saturday ever since the lineman's playing days ended. Irsay advised the assembled media this week that his Colts still own one of the top 4 records in the NFL since the year 2000. And he also believes that Jeff Saturday's lack of professional coaching experience will actually be a plus as he tries to turn the team around with 8 games remaining in the season. Irsay said to the assembled media this week, quote, "We don't build rockets to go to Mars. We're not nuclear scientists. It's a very simple set of jobs we do here. We cultivate winning cultures. We cultivate toughness. And we live by our integrity. And we don't expect anything more than we expect from ourselves." Well, apparently the Colts team owner believed that the prior head coach, Frank Reich, had been spending too much time utilizing analytics for his decision-making rather than trusting his own instincts. Well, based on the first few days on the job, former offensive lineman Jeff Saturday may indeed be the right guy to light a fire under this team. His enthusiastic can-do attitude is quite infectious. The 47-year-old former offensive center believes that the Colts must immediately reduce costly turnovers and create a few more opportunities on the defensive side of the ball as well. During his first solo press conference this week, Jeff Saturday was asked why he took the interim job with the Colts. And he replied, quote, "Because I care. I care about the players. I care about their families. This all stinks. I consider Frank Reich, the former head coach, a friend of mine, and he's a heck of a football coach. These are my people. My adult life was forged here. This organization matters to me. The people in this community matter to me. The owner called and said, can you help me? Yes, I'll absolutely help. And now I'm trying to beat Las Vegas this week. That's the focus at this point. While the national media howls at why Indianapolis would allow a former player with no prior NFL experience to coach the football team, personally, I think this is a very smart move with little downside and a ton of upside. First, Jeff Saturday is quite loyal to the team's owner and will quickly be able to identify whether this team is full of locker room problems, you know, players with bad attitudes, or it's simply just not as talented as the owner had been led to believe. Haha! Now it's time to introduce the true elephant in the room in Indianapolis. In between the Colts owner and the new temporary head football coach is the team's general manager, a man by the name of Chris Ballard. The Colts must like Ballard because he was given a new 5-year contract extension back in 2021. But for the next few months, the GM might want to watch his back. When you think of quarterbacks with the Indianapolis Colts, you probably think of Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning and his talented replacement, Andrew Luck. Though Luck was very effective with the Colts, the quarterback was frequently injured. He suddenly retired from professional football after the 2018 season at the age of 29. With Luck's surprising announcement of retirement, GM Chris Ballard has now struggled to find a long-term replacement at the team's most visible position. There's been a different quarterback behind center for the Colts for 4 straight years. In 2019, it was backup Jacoby Brissett getting the nod. And then the Colts brought Chargers aging veteran quarterback Philip Rivers into town. In 2020, Rivers led Indianapolis to an impressive 11-5 regular season record, but the team lost in the first round of the AFC playoffs. Indianapolis then traded a first and third round pick to Philadelphia, who's 8-0 this year, in order to obtain quarterback Carson Wentz in 2021. Last year, Wentz was a complete bust with the Colts, and after just 1 season with the team, Carson Wentz was traded to Washington this spring. The Colts GM failed to obtain any valuable consideration in return for this deal. To replace Wentz at quarterback this year in 2022, Indianapolis then traded its third-round draft pick this spring to Atlanta for longtime Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Ryan is 37 years old, carries a $30 million annual salary, and has struggled out of the gate with the Colts. After injuring his shoulder a few games ago, Matty Ice has been benched recently by the prior head coach, Frank Reich. For the past 2 weeks, the Colts have started the team's 2021 sixth-round draft choice from the University of Texas, Sam Ellinger, at quarterback. Unfortunately, the team has lost both of those games, too. So let's face it, the Colts general manager Chris Ballard has done a lousy job of selecting a new quarterback. However, the team's former head coach, Frank Reich, was an NFL quarterback himself, and he was expected to help coach up this string of failed quarterbacks as well. Interim head coach Jeff Saturday, though, was a superb offensive lineman, and most O-linemen would love to see their team run the football early and often. The Colts feature one of the NFL's most talented running backs in Jonathan Taylor. The former Wisconsin star ran for a league-leading 1,773 yards last year in 2021. This season, though, Taylor has been injured and has participated in just 6 of the team's first 9 games. Jonathan Taylor may be able to return to action this week, especially if the Colts' new head coach has anything to do with it.
Yes!
If the Indianapolis Colts start to play with more enthusiasm, fewer mistakes, and get their running game together, led by a new coach whose offensive line skills are legendary, this football team may actually have a chance to resurrect their season. And if that should happen, Jeff Saturday will have a chance to become the team's permanent head coach in 2023. And if not, he might draw the eyes of another NFL football team for that same position. But I believe that Jeff Saturday's real job is to provide the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, with an honest assessment of the talent inside the Colts locker room. Has the team's general manager done a good enough job of fielding a team capable of winning in the NFL? If the Indianapolis Colts continue to lose football games, the worst case for this experiment is that Indianapolis will secure a higher selection in next spring's NFL draft, and they can always blame that on their 8-game interim head coach. I think the most likely outcome is that Jeff Saturday is now on track to become the Colts' next general manager rather than the team's permanent head coach. So for the next 2 months of NFL football, it's going to be fun to watch Saturday every Sunday. I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.